I wasn't quite drunk. I was actually under the influence of LSD.
I don't feel this. You see, I know a lot of people will shrink from this, and I know 606 shrink from LSD-based calls. But what I want to say here is... no, I can't say what I want to say here.
No,
I can't. Because if ever I meet you, Alan, I want to tell you, I want to get every detail on this, because there's nothing about boldness or cowardice, but I think there may be something else out there. That's all I want to leave there. So it's an LSD-based call, which we... What do you always say, Dan, on things like this? We know to condone...
We don't need the Maurice Sten Show. We just want the entertainment.
We just want the entertainment. Now, okay, so you... and kids, by the way, this is a maniac. But you're a self-confessed maniac, aren't you?
That's right.
Nothing to do with that. But an LSD call. Off you go.
Well, I turn up for the game. It's a Sunday morning game.
Having had a tab?
Yes, about 3 hours previously.
Oh, how long ago was this?
When was this? This was about 4 years ago.
No, don't, please. We don't want to glorify the process. We don't care about your works. I've seen Train Spotting, and it comes out on the other side. Okay, so having had the tab, yeah, go on.
Well, I turned up and said, look, I think I'm better off going as sub because I wasn't feeling great. I didn't really want to play. And we're 3-1 down midway through the second half, and one of the players got injured, so I had to come on.
Bring on the crazy, goes up the shout. Yeah, to bring on the yellow submarine.
And with my first touch, I scored from about 20 yards.
Yes, you scored from 20 yards. You, in fact, put the ball onto the next pitch. It hasn't come down yet. In your mind's eye, you scored into a tiny little goal, not bigger than a matchbox, of a ball the size of our first call of football. Straight in, and your think is, did you really?
No, I'm 20 yards. I'm not a great player either, so it shocked me even more.
Yeah.
And it went straight, it tore in, and I went running off to the side, and one man in the dog's head, I smeared my knees in front of them.
Yeah.
Got the full 90.
Yeah, and the dog grew to the size of a house. And the man shrank down and said, you'll be sorry! Did you have any psychedelic effects during the game?
Well, I was sort of giggling a bit, and my vision wasn't 100%.
I put it out quite right, and nobody listens to think we're in any way trivialising the dread subject of LSD. But what I want to say here is neither of us have, but what do you actually see?
You don't see things coming out.
No, friends of mine have told me you do see things coming out.
I've never experienced that, to be perfectly honest with you, Dan. I just sort of, things go a little bit raw. They sort of, expand.
It's a score from 20 yards. I'm thinking Beckham. I mean, I don't know. Beckham from 40 yards.
Naeem in the cup final.
Naeem in the cup final.
Now it's all becoming clear.
Riddles.
These are not moves from the coaching manual.
No, these are not. These are plainly from the psychedelic mind.
Yeah.
Now, was this your first experience of an LSD game?
To be honest, it wasn't, no.
No. So, but it can't be in a training manual. I would like to think that any pro not only stays clear of the beer and the cigarettes, but basically would say, well, no, you cannot do a game while humming Lucy in the Sky of Diamonds. You cannot do it. But you nicked one for 20 yards?
Yes, it must be performance enhancing.
Well, no, I don't think it is. I think this is a fluke, like any fluke, but I would have thought you'd have stood there for a while and melted into cream cheese and thought, I didn't really score from 20 yards. Why are all these people gathering around me? What do you know about me,
man? Why have my new Adidas Predators turned into chicken's feet? Why?
Well, all I can tell you is, and by way of a cautionary tale, because we don't want to leave this on a positive note, it's a great call, Alan. I want to thank you from
here. Thanks very much.
A very good friend of mine, right, who in similar circumstances tried to watch the football results roll in, right, well, he did, and he became convinced that he was wearing a huge sombrero, right, that came over his head, neck and chin, and sat there on his shoulders, but a big sombrero, this is Monty Smith, a big sombrero, like this, and he sat there in his big sombrero, and as other people joined the front run to see the results came in, he thought how silly they were, that they couldn't see his sombrero, and that, he told me, is why LSD people giggle, because they think, this is a funny thing, you don't know I'm wearing a great big sombrero, but the sombrero had a hatch cut into it, for his face, which he lifted up and pulled down so he could look out of the sombrero and observe the teleprinter. Now, I and Alan and none of us here are saying, kids, that's the way forward.
No.
There's every chance it will kill you. However, it's a way up. You've got to say, well, I want to go the sombrero route, or, you know, I may want to kill myself. Alan, anything else you want to tell us?
No, that was it, really.
Well, it's a great call, Alan.
5-3.
And listen, seriously, you know, stay straight, man. It's great when you're straight.
Yeah.
They dropped him shortly after he cleaned up. He went to the Betty Ford clinic, came home, never played again. Dan, anything you want to add to this call?
No, not entirely, no.
right. That's all right. No, I think I'm just thinking, you know.